This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. The people of Nicaragua are voting for a new president today. Polls indicate a close race between the two leading candidates. Former Sandinista leader Daniel Ortega headed a revolutionary left-wing government that defied the United States in the 1980s. Conservative businessman Enrique Bolaños is closely associated with the present ruling party and stepped down as vice president last year. NPR's Jerry Hatton is in the Nicaraguan capital, Managua, and joins us on the line. Jerry, what are voters saying down there?
Well, it depends who you talk to. The vote here is split right down the middle. The final polls show the two candidates neck and neck. If you speak to people that are voting for Daniel Ortega, they will speak to you about the last 10 years of Liberal Party corruption and failure to solve the most pressing issues of Nicaragua, which are poverty and a shortfall of foreign investment and an inability to spark the economy here. If you speak to the Bolaños camp, to the Liberal Party, they tell you that they are terrified of the return to power of Daniel Ortega, and they remember clearly the very, very tough years under the Sandinistas as they fought a war, a counter-revolution sponsored by the U.S., and dealt with food shortages and hyperinflation and a degree of political repression under Daniel Ortega.
So are there particular sectors of the population that are supporting each candidate? I mean, can it maybe divide it along class or something like that?
To a large degree, the poorest classes and the middle class tends to support Ortega. On the Bolaño side, the Liberal Party, Bolaños himself is a very successful businessman, a conservative. Obviously, he has in his camp some of the more moneyed interests in the country, landowners, business owners, etc.
Is there a danger of a divided electorate?
There is a danger. The voting today has gone smoothly. There's been potentially no problems. However, tonight, because the race is so tight, if we have quick counts, for example, before the official results that show one candidate beating the other, and then several hours later, official results from the government that contradict the quick counts, you could see one side or the other bringing official complaints, possibly even seeing some civil unrest, but there are no specific indications of that at this point.
NPR's Jerry Hatton in Managua. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.